Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
We design the perfect religion. I visit Tokyo, where black is a state of mind, and we decide once and for all what's racist and who can't just take a joke.
If you have sex with a racist, that doesn't make you racist, right?
So you've had sex with a racist?
I'm Australian. That was the only option that was given to me. But first, more than a quarter of Americans say they don't identify with any religion. And not only are we getting less religious, but there are more and more ways to not believe in anything.
There's positive atheism, which is a belief that there are no gods. Agnosticism, the belief that the existence of gods is unknowable. And those who don't ascribe to any major religion, but are nonetheless spiritual.
All right, agnostics, you wishy-washy f***s. Stop hedging your bets. Maybe there's a god. Maybe there's not a god. Who's to say? You have a hunch? One way or the other, just pick a f***ing hunch. You're a bunch of indecisive c***s. Oh, am I being sarcastic? Am I not? How will we ever know? And I take offence at the term atheist too. Why do I need to be labelled for not believing in something? There's no term for people who don't believe in Bigfoot. We do have a word for people who think he exists, and they're called f***ing crazies. The rest of us are just called people. In places where religion is still a huge part of the community, it often doesn't look like what I knew as a kid. Now, young people flock to these mega churches like Hillsong, which has sermons that feel more like a rock concert than a church service.
The worship at Hillsong is unparalleled. The music's amazing. It's freaking phenomenal.
Jesus is about to come and fill us once again.
Jesus is going to come and fill me again. I don't want that. I'm still cleaning out the hot tub from last time. And yet, despite these trends away from religion, faith isn't going anywhere anytime soon.
By 2060, the world will have more religious adherents than ever before, and it's likely that religion will continue to shape global society as we know it.
Well, I guess that means it's time that I got over my stubbornness and found God. I'm not totally opposed to religion, it's just that no single one ever really appealed to me. Christianity isn't working for me, Islam is the next most popular, and Muhammad seems all right, but really I'd have to see a picture first before I commit. Ideally, if I could just pick and choose the parts from each faith to make my own religion, like Mormonism, it's pretty f***ed up, but they do have polygamy. I'd borrow that, not for life, just for like an hour or two or whatever I could afford. Multiple spouses would be great. You get to delegate tasks, and this goes for women as well. Think about it, ladies. Wouldn't you love to have one husband you could really talk to and another dumb one who f***s good? And one just to watch documentaries with. It'd be great to tell your husband, no, Mike, no. You're not to watch TV with us. Now go upstairs and slather yourself in baby oil. I'll be up in 5 minutes. Brian, TiVo the rest of the show. Greg, you're gonna have to wash some sheets. They're covered in baby oil. I'd also need as many holidays as the Jews. They have loads of them. I don't know much about them, but they always seem to involve carrying palm leaves or finding soup in a drawer. I think I'd like that. Okay, now I need to pick a god. Now, most gods aren't quite cutting it. There's the skinny guy on the cross. The fat, naked c- The guy you can't draw. None of them are any good. The best god is the blue elephant with the extra arms from some Asian country, I suspect. That one's the most fun. All gods should just be different coloured circus animals with extra appendages. Like a pink tiger with 7 tails or a green chimpanzee with 4 dicks. Then people would be too embarrassed to use religion as a defence for bigotry. Gay people can't marry. It's not what the quad cock monkey god wants. Now, there are a couple of things my religion won't have. No hats! There's too many hats in religion. You got your hijabs, your yarmulkes, and the Aladdin one. All gone. Maybe there'd be a propeller hat. Maybe. Also, no books. No Bible or Quran or anything. Religious texts are way too long. I say a pamphlet at the most. Or maybe an app. It'll be free. And no need to pay $3.99 to upgrade to a premier version. We'll have to sell ads on it, obviously. I'm not a f***ing idiot. So there you have it. My perfect religion. My perfect... Scott, what did I say my religion was about again? What is it? I think it's basically you have a bunch of husbands who don't wear hats. May the four-dick monkey bless you and keep you. Men. We'll be right back. That's our show, but before we go, it's great when cultures can share and borrow from each other, but how do we know what we're allowed to take from others and what we're not? Simple. If your culture isn't using it anymore, everyone should be allowed to have a go. I say, use it or lose it. Hey, song. Every culture has at least one thing they're finished with, like the French. Nobody's walking around France with a stripy shirt and a beret. So now that belongs to everyone. You want to slap a baguette in your bike basket and say, the French can't get mad at you. Lose it or use it. Use it or lose it. Still works. Mexicans. Hi. Are they still wearing sombreros? They're not, no. And it's a great hat. We should all be able to wear one without shame. It's a bit hard to drive in, but still. It provides excellent shade from the sun. If anyone needs sun protection, it's the pasty whites. The only other hat that comes even close is the Asian farmer hats. And they're still using them, so you can't wear them without looking racist. Once I wore one when I was jet skiing and everyone was mad at me. I don't know if it was because of the hat or the fact that I was messing up the rice fields. The Dutch. First of all, thank you for your hilarious oven joke. But I haven't seen you using those wooden shoes lately. I'd like some of them, unless you stop wearing them because of the splinters. Then in that case, no thank you. My feet are already riddled with splinters and I don't need any more. Black people, now this one's tricky, right? Because we've already taken so much away from them already. In this case, I think it's only fair to give something back. So please accept the return of Dr. Ben Carson's. We're not using him anymore. We're not using him. And finally, Australia, my native homeland. And on behalf of my homeland, I now permit everyone to culturally appropriate the boomerang. Have at it. That's it. Oh. That's our show. Tune in next week for the final episode of the Jim Jefferies Show. And come and see me in Victoria, British Columbia on Saturday, November 16th. And I'm off to UK and Europe for my European tour. Tickets and info at jimjefferies.com. Oi. I threw that one earlier. So I'm Jim Jefferies. I think we can all do better. Good night.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.